with nearly twice the showroom space as before. Dedicated to bringing you amazing savings on diamonds, watches, and more. All with the same superior customer service they've always provided. You'll be amazed at the 21st century appeal of the new Reed's Jewelers expanded store. Reed's Jewelers, next to Belk on the top floor in Haywood Mall. Online at Reed's.com.
Yeah, we got to move. Let me tell you about Canty. Water in the crawl space can sit there for months or years. Standing water in the home can damage the foundation, rot wooden beams and joists, cause mold and mildew. None of this is good, people. It all contributes to unhealthy air inside the home. That's really no good. That's the worst of all. You don't want your kids breathing unhealthy air. You don't want to breathe it either. Standing water, that musty smell in your basement, can be a sign of major problems for you and your home if not addressed. Canty Foundation Specialists are your trusted local expert in basement waterproofing and crawl space repair. Canty offers solutions to fit any of our budget. Even the smallest leaks aren't going to get better over time. So call my friends at Canty today, 1-803-373-0949. 1-803-373-0949. They offer free inspections, lifetime warranties, financing's available if needed. Cracks in your exterior, interior walls, uneven floors or doors, windows that aren't open, call 1-803-373-0949. Visit their website, CantyCanFixIt.com. You will 100% thank me later. At some point, I want to talk about this poll. I just realized some of the things that my fellow voters did in this poll, which I don't really like. So we'll talk about that. Maybe we need to get some of them on, too, because it's sort of a who's who of people who cover college football on social media. Cameron, Tennessee, Duke, and Byron right now. Cameron, how are you, Cameron? Good to have you.
I'm good, Walt. How are you?
Good, Cameron. Thank you for getting in. I appreciate it.
Yes, I wanted your thoughts on our coordinators. What do you think about the play calling and coaching? Our front five are doing good, but the secondary is leaving the middle of the field, and screens are killing us. Like, we can't make a tackle to save our life. Also, what are your thoughts on offensive play calling and giving Adam Randall so many carries? Why not give Davidson more carries?
Yeah, I think both Davidson and Eazy-E need to play, in part because Adam Randall right now is only built for like 15 carries a game. He's just not, he's not conditioned yet to absorb much more than that because he hasn't played running back in a long time, not collegiately. So I think both those guys ought to play some, not because of anything Adam Randall's done wrong. I think he's been terrific, especially given the situation he's thrown into. I just think that when you tell us that Gideon Davidson is the best freshman, best high school running back in America, and when you tell us that Eazy-E is a more explosive Wayne Gallman who runs violently, I expect to see both of those guys, and we really haven't seen either one of them, but for a few plays here and there. So I think they should both play. I think Randall should get the lion's share of the work. I think Clemson should run the ball more. I think that, you know, if you give Randall 15 carries or maybe he can handle 18 carries and you give Eazy-E, you know, five and Davidson five or whatever, I think that's the type of balance that you're looking for. And you're establishing some depth at running back, which you really haven't established in 2 years despite talking up all these guys. I think that's frustrating to fans. I think Garrett Riley, going back to this one, the offensive coordinator, I think he deserves some criticism. I think that the second half against LSU was sort of a mind-boggling play-calling situation where you just never hand the ball to a running back at all when I think those hidden yards were meaningful. But I think beyond that, I think Garrett Riley has consistently schemed guys open. I think there are guys open on almost every route, and I think the quarterback doesn't see any of them. And that's not on the offensive coordinator. I think if Cade Klubnik played better, I don't think anyone would be talking about Garrett Riley. That's what I honestly think. I think that he has just played so poorly in every way. His decision-making is terrible. He's constantly going to the wrong guy. He's constantly missing guys that are wide open. Most of the throws aren't accurate, even when they're caught. I'm just not sure how we have not seen Christopher Vezina as yet. I'm puzzled by that.
And one more thought. Any thoughts on Cade looking scared in the pocket? It looks like he's just scared and he's not going through his reads because he's so scared and he always wants to take off and run when he has open receivers down the field.
Yeah, that reverts back to the LSU game where obviously LSU showed all sorts of pressure and Cade's first inclination was to bail. I didn't know that that would affect him beyond that, but it seems like it has. Now, this game, there was no reason for that because for the most part, he had plenty of time to throw and he was supported by a good running game. So, you know, there's really no reason not to stand in and deliver the ball accurately in this game. And he did stand in better, but yeah, you can still tell he doesn't seem settled, and I just think he's making a bunch of terrible decisions, and I think people want to blame the offensive coordinator all the time because it's easier to blame like one guy than player, but that's not what I'm saying. I'm seeing guys running open and Cade's just not hitting them, and that's not on the offensive coordinator. I think if Cade had made some of those throws, which he should have made, I don't think anybody would be talking about the offensive coordinator, and I think Clemson's record would be a lot better than it is.
Right, and I think we just, for the Syracuse game, we just looked like we could care less about what happened. We just looked defeated, and I don't know if that has to do with coaching or whatever, but we just looked defeated and it didn't matter if we won the game.
Yeah, you had some guys who aren't putting out great effort. Yeah, you had some guys who just aren't putting out great effort, and those guys need to sit. They need to sit and they need to watch, and then if they want to quit, let them quit. I mean, you can't have, you know, the star players on this team, the alleged star players on this team have basically been a total washout. I mean, Cade's isn't a lack of effort. At least I'll give him that. It's not a lack of effort from him. It's just he hasn't played well. But, you know, Peter Woods, I don't know whether it's a lack of effort, but you would have expected him to be better. Parker, I think you can clearly question the effort level with Parker. I don't think he's been good at all. I don't think Wade Woods has been good. I don't think it's an effort thing with Wade Woods. I just don't think he's played well. He certainly has not played up to what Tom Allen praised him for being before the season. He hasn't lived up to that. And the end result is, again, I think some of this goes back to the lack of production on offense and the fact that, you know, players give great effort when they think they have a chance to win. I brought up the Colts before as an example. I asked Kwok, I said, what's the difference in the Colts this year and previous years? And he said, quarterback. And I said, right. I said, and Daniel Jones isn't great, but he's way better than anything the Colts have had. And so suddenly that team thinks they can win. And then everyone's suddenly given great effort. Well, you know, it doesn't take players long to get disappointed, especially players that are paid.
All right. I appreciate your phone call. Yep. I'm a longtime listener. I love your show.
Thank you, Cameron. Thank you.
I appreciate it.
Thank you, Cameron. Very kind of you. Thank you. Appreciate the call. It's a good job. You know, Ramona, we're getting a lot of first-time people who have been longtime listeners. I don't know why you people haven't called. You're all good on air. You all have something to say. So just bring it, you know. We're easy on virgin callers. So let's go. Back to the phones. Good names. Tennessee, Duke, Byron, James, Zeke. Tennessee Duke.
How you doing, Walt?
Good, Duke. Welcome back.
Yeah, it's been a little while.
Yeah.
So real quick, my take on Clemson, you know, you're exactly right. The quarterback has stunk, and he keeps stinking it up. And where that's coming from, I don't know, because the whole team's back from last year, more or less.
It's very surprising. It's very surprising.
It's very surprising. The, in regards to Dabo and his stance on how the portal and those things work, you know, I get and I really appreciate, you know, how he's trying to do it, pretty much basically through the recruiting process and taking very little to none through the portal. Well, there's one big problem with that. No matter how many you take in the recruiting class, you still have to be able to hold on to them, because they're, you know, you can recruit all the players you want, but if you can't hold on to them, then, you know, and so far they've done a good job with holding on to them, but that's not to say that that's not going to change very soon, as much as the transfer portal is taking, you know, because, you know, right, wrong, or indifferent, schools are throwing money at these kids now to change schools. And so he's going to have to adapt. He doesn't really have a choice. You know, regarding, you know, the situation with the quarterback as well, we went through this last year. Our quarterback stunk last year, but we had a really good running game. So, yeah, you know, and defense. And those two things covered that up.
Yeah, look, I think that's fair. And with Aguilar this year, you look different because you're getting better quarterback play, and other guys are staying motivated because they think they have a chance to win.
Absolutely. And Aguilar is running the full portion of the offense, and he's not missing, you know, six, seven guys down the field like Klubnik's doing this year.
Yeah.
Nico did that at least, you know, 20 times last year. He overthrew players or underthrew them, and the receivers just got frustrated with him.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what's happening with Klubnik this year. And, you know, I have to give props to Heupel. Walt, he has proven that he can take, you know, the least of the least quarterbacks that nobody wanted, and he's turning them into great players.
Who, in Aguilar? Really, you mean in Aguilar?
Well, no, just... Yeah, not
no,
just
look, him. Look, I can you know, show you on tape, or you can hear it on tape. I mean, way back when Aguilar was at App State, I said he had an NFL arm. I mean, I thought that.
Exactly. But he, you know, he took UCLA didn't want him. Virginia Tech didn't want Hooker. Michigan didn't want Joe Milton.
Yeah.
He played really good.
That's fair.
He turned him into good quarterbacks.
That's fair. He didn't turn Nico into a good quarterback, though.
No, but Nico's got his own head game going on.
And that might
that's
be
his issue.
Yeah, that might be.
And to your point with the Colts, Daniel Jones, I mean, I can't believe, you know, he is worlds better than the Colts have had for years, and that's
right.
I'm glad we got him, to be honest. So
yeah.
But listen, go Vols. Good luck, Clemson. I hope you guys worked out of it, but you know, it is what it is right now.
Yep. Thank you, Tennessee Duke. That's a good job.
Take care.
Yep. Yep, I can't debate or argue any of that. It is, what I say here? It's Byron, Zeke, and Brady, and we will get to you in very short order. Before we do any of that, let me tell you about my friends at Lake Kiwi. How about that? It doesn't get better than Lake Kiwi. It's Lake Kiwi Auto Group. It's the end of summer spectacular. Buy any new vehicle and spin to win up to 6 payments being taken care of by Lake Kiwi. This is crazy stuff. Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Lake Kiwi Ford is closing out summer with huge discounts on the vehicles you want to drive. For example, save up to $15,000 on new F-150s. Save up to $15,000 on a new Ram. You can compare and contrast right there in the same place. See how they fit you. See how you like them. Or save up to $20,000 on a new Dodge Charger EV. Fact is, Lake Kiwi has hundreds of vehicles deeply discounted for the massive sale. Plus, buy any new vehicle and you can spin to win up to 6 payments being covered by the dealership. That's insane. You can get a F-150, for example, with up to $15,000 off, and you still get to spin to win. That's crazy. For up to 6 payments being covered by the dealership. So go see your friends at Lake Kiwi Ford, Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, and spin to win. Lake Kiwi is easy to find. Highway 123 between Seneca and Clemson. Shop online at lakekiwiautogroup.com. 864-888-1200. Whether you go, whether you call, tell them I sent you. That's how it works. It's Lake Kiwi. Trust me, you will 100% thank me later. All right, we're going to take a quick break here. And when we get back, first up will be Byron, followed by Zeke and Brady, and then Bagel John. Walt Tip to the Road Rage, quick break.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
The show continues after this quick timeout. Man, we're really having a great show today.
You know it.
Hey, you coming to my house for the game?
No, because your toilet always backs up, man.
Yeah, but I'm calling Ace. Okay, it was like 82 degrees in your house last time, and we kept popping that breaker.
That's why I'm calling Ace Tomorrow.
The hardware store? I mean, you can't even use a screwdriver.
No, Ace, the one in the white and blue trucks.
Oh, right on, right on. Okay, we're back.
For plumbing, electrical, and HVAC, visit acehomeco.com.
Sometimes it's the little victories that mean the most. Those everyday celebrations that bring a smile to our faces and joy to our hearts. At Ingles, we know there's no one you'd rather share those miniature, memorable moments with than family. Ingles, all the ingredients for family.
I'm not here to make friends with insurance companies. I'm here to win for injured people, period. When they delay your treatment, lowball your claim, or ghost your calls, that's when we step in. At Tramlin Mills Law Firm, we take it personally because it is personal. Call 864-485-8585 or visit us at tramlinmills.com. I'm Trey Mills. When you get hurt, we bring the fight.
When there is a bad storm and your power goes out, will you be prepared? With a Generac whole home generator, you can be assured that you will have power when no one else does. At Davis Services, we can provide you with the peace of mind so you will not be in the dark. You will stay warm or cool and your food will not perish. Take advantage of the 500 instant Davis rebate towards the purchase of a 2224 kilowatt Generac whole home generator. And now get 7-year parts warranty when purchased before September 5th. Call 864-702-3512 today.
With fall comes fall weddings. Grooms, don't let the big day get away from you without a visit to Roosters to look your best. Right now, Roosters is offering a groomsman party pack for grooms with a party of 3 or more. Grooms get a 50% discount on a gentleman's choice haircut and shave package and 10% off all in-stock products for the entire wedding party. What better time to look and feel your best on your special day? Call Roosters and secure your appointment time today. 864-884-892, serving the Greenville area for 12 years.
Hey y'all, Robert Kraft here, owner of Clemson Sock Shop, located inside Newteat Boutique on Pendleton Square. Whether you're looking for funny socks, funky socks, practical socks, or nostalgic socks, we've got you covered. We're a family-owned small business and are sure to carry a sock that will make you and your feet smile. Shop with us Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Saturdays until 4 inside Newteat Boutique on Pendleton Square, where it's always buy 5, get 1 free. Clemson Sock Shop, it's fun fashion for your feet.
Hey Clemson family, I'm Jeff Scott, former assistant coach and proud member of 2 national championship teams. Success on the football field takes teamwork, vision, and a great game plan. I partnered with fellow Clemson alum Eric Newton to create Newton Scott & Associates. Tigertown to Lake Kiwi, we're your championship team, here to help you buy, sell, or build. When it's time to make your next move, trust the winning team, Newton Scott & Associates. Real estate, the Clemson way. Visit us at newtonscottsc.com.
Actual price will depend on product and subscription plan. Featured products are compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. See website for details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Want a boost in and out of the bedroom? Hims has you covered. Introducing a new 2-in-1 approach to level up your game. Tadalafil for better bedroom performance and zinc for testosterone support. Put it all together and you've got what you need to turn things all the way up. Getting started is simple. Just go to hims.com/joy to start your free online visit. Through Hims, you can access ED treatments, including pills, chews, and more, 100% online. No office visits, no pharmacy lines. Just fill out a simple intake form and a licensed medical provider will determine if treatment's right for you. If prescribed, it ships free and discreetly to your door. Find affordable treatment options at up to 95% less than brand names at hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy, hims.com/joy.
Live and local sports talk coming to you from the Upcountry Fiber Studios.
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Serving the five counties of the South Carolina Upstate, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The only place for sports talk of the Upstate is right here, every day. We are The Roar, where every day is game day.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We are back. Let me tell you about my friends at Underdog. Football's back. Underdog is the best place to make picks and win money all season long. You can play right now in South Carolina. I love it. I'm on it constantly. I live on it. It just makes it all a little better, a little spicier, a little more interesting. Playing on Underdog is easy. Just pick whether your favorite players will go higher or lower on stats like touchdowns, receiving yards, interceptions, and more. Get your picks right. You can win up to 5,000 times your cash. You can play with as little as $1. You know, my main play this weekend was actually only a $50 play. It was a $50 play, which I gave you live on air on Friday, I think. And I should have won. It was a six-way play. And I would have won had Angeli not gotten hurt. I mean, it's no question I would have won. And I would have paid $850. So, I do think this. I don't play too many five- or six-way plays because then you're sort of increasing the likelihood that you find a guy who gets injured. But, you know, I mean, under normal circumstances, I would have won that play. I mean, and won easily. But he got hurt and came up just short, and his receiver came up 4 yards short too. So, you know, that's what happened in that deal. But, you know, it was so close. It was so close. But we've given you lots of winners on Underdog. People listen all the time. You know that. It makes it all a little bit better. Download the app today. Sign up with promo code ROADRAGE, all capital letters, one word. Score $50 in bonus funds when you play your first $5. That's promo code ROADRAGE. Millions of fans have already won billions making picks on Underdog. Will you be next? Underdog, make picks, win money. Must be 18 plus, present in South Carolina. Terms apply. See assets down on underdogfantasy.com/web/ play and get terms _DFS_.html for details. Consider with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. It's Underdog. Back to the phones. We lost Zeke, okay? So the lineup has changed. It is Byron. Byron, how are you, Byron? Good to have you.
How are you doing, Walt?
Good, Byron. Thank you for getting in.
Yeah, I almost won $600 yesterday. Green Bay would have beaten Cleveland. That was my last pit that I missed on. I should have flexed it and won a little bit of money.
Yeah.
But I wanted to, as an outsider looking at Clemson, I wanted to get your opinion on something that I see as you've got to look at the top man first. So, like, you say bench Cade and – you know, stuff like that. But here's the problem that I see. So I don't think it's necessarily a transfer issue, but when you recruit the guys that you recruit and you tell them you're not going to be replaced by a transfer guy, even if we have a freshman come in, you know, more than likely you're going to get the playing time. What kind of confidence does that really get? Like, I guess what I'm trying to say is, like, why keep playing? Like, if you know, like Cade, you can have a bad game, but they're not going to replace me. Because why would they? And if they do, you know, I could decide to go somewhere else, but, hey, I'm not going to be replaced here. So if I have a bad game, it is what it is.
Yeah,
that's what I see right now with Cade. The comments he made after the game were just stupid.
Yeah.
Like, you didn't show up in the fourth quarter, and so you're going to blame the guys faking injuries as to why you didn't play well.
Yeah, and missing guys wide open, missing a touchdown pass, a would-be touchdown pass, that type of thing. I think that, I've already addressed this, Byron. I know people pick up at different times, but yeah, look, I think there's something to that. I think the irony here is that the transfer portal players are the guys who are giving great effort, and it's the home race players that are not giving great effort or not playing well. In Cade's case, it's not effort. He's just not played well. And the effort, I think, is an argument that you can be made with some of these other alleged star players on this team. So, yeah, I think that hurts, and I think Dabo Swinney will take a look at that. I think he has to. I think moving forward, he'll take a look at that. And, again, I think that I don't think he ever expected to see players play as comfortably or maybe take it for granted, because it means so much to him personally. You know, he takes this stuff. It's his job. As he said, he's been doing it 23 years here. He lives and dies this stuff. And I think all that is true. I don't think he views it as possible that, you know, somebody that coaches or plays under him would give a lack of effort, because he never would. But sadly, you know, this world is different. And in this world where guys are getting paid large amounts of money and they face no threat to their positional security, they can lay down. And I don't think that's something that really computes for Dabo Swinney, but I think he sees it. I mean, everybody sees it right now. So I think you'll see change moving forward. I really do. I think some of the change will be seen in terms of who starts and who plays this week. Or next week, I should say. And then I think some of the change will come with additional coaching changes. And then I think some of the change will come in the transfer portal, where I think Clemson will dive far deeper into the portal this coming cycle than they ever have before.
Yeah, I mean, I think they're going to have to. I mean, and nothing to take away from Adam Randall, but, you know, you kind of gave a guy who hadn't had a lot of, you know, college experience running the ball. You know, he had the experience in high school, but you didn't go out and try to make that position. Now, you made it better through the high school ranks, but you didn't really try and make it better with experienced guys that had that experience at the college level. So what you get from Adam Randall.
Yeah, but look, in that case, when you tell me that, you know, Gideon Davidson is the best high school running back in America, and I agree, and you tell me that Eazy-E is a more explosive Wayne Gallman and runs violently, which I also would probably agree with, then there's no reason not to play them. I mean, you know, they should be playing. I mean, I think that's simple. I think there's some talent there. I don't understand the reluctance to play them. I don't get it. Especially because, you know, again, Adam Randall right now is not built for more than like 15, 18 carries a game. He's built for it physically, but he's not built for it because he has no physical experience playing college running back. And again, if you go back to the prior game, he tapped out a number of times because he's just not used to carrying the ball that many times. Well, he's not used to carrying it at all at the collegiate level. So, you know, those are the areas I think that will be addressed. And I think that's the type of change that Clemson fans want to see.
Yeah. All right, well, thank you. I'll call you later on.
Thank you, Byron. Let me tell you about Moretti's. Ramona, it's 6:30, Ramona.
I'm so hungry.
Kill for Moretti's right now. Hey, if you've never had real Buffalo New York style pizza and wings, don't worry. Moretti's Pizzeria and Bar in Malden has you covered. You can skip the 12-hour drive to Western New York. You don't need any of that. It's right here. Their pizza's thicker than New York style, but not doughy. Just the perfect crust, baked to perfection in a real stone oven. It's unbelievable. I had the Greek pizza. It was absolutely incredible. And the Buffalo wings, The wings are to die for. They are true, authentic buffalo wings. They've been compared to the actual buffalo wings. They're all original buffalo recipes. And Moretti's believes they have the best wings on earth, and I would agree. Get to Moretti's. How about Beef on Weck? Have you ever heard of that? Probably not, unless you're from Buffalo. You listen to this show. It's unbelievable. I have had it. It is roast beef that they slow cook for 8 hours. They slice it thin. They pile it high on a Cumberweck bun. It's a sea salt caraway bun. They serve it with horseradish sauce on the side and juice for dunking. It's unbelievable. Illini J always gets the, what is it? The, I can never get that name right. Is it Mama, Italian Mama's roast beef or something like that?
Mama beef?
It's something with Mama. I've not had that as yet. I'm sure it's great. Moretti says appetizers, subs, sandwiches, calzones, burgers, wraps, salads, chicken fingers, pasta, Italian entries. It's all unbelievable. Fish Fry Friday's a huge night at Moretti's. And you got a family atmosphere with a full bar. The bar and the restaurant are separate, so it's all great. Sports fans, they got you covered. They have big screen TVs everywhere. There's one wall, nothing but big screen TVs. Every Clemson game is broadcast, every NFL game, and if you have a team, they'll put your game on in a TV just for you. Little John Coliseum table, check that out while you're there. That's right, made with the original Little John Coliseum floor. Moretti's at 783 East Butler Road in Malden, just a half mile off of I-385. Moretti's, where everyone's a regular. All right, let me get back to the phones. I thought we were actually later than that, Ron. Where are we going here? Who is up next? It is Brady at the top of the board. Brady, good to have you. Appreciate you getting in.
Hey, Walt, what's going on, man?
Hey, Brady, thank you.
Hey, so unfortunately, me and my dad were front row center for that game on Saturday. It was a Father's Day present for him, so it was kind of a bittersweet moment, but we still enjoyed our time. But I just, as an observer there at the game, I just wanted to make quick 3 points on them, yeah, and then get a point on the defense, on offense, and then just the team as a whole, and then get your opinion on them. Yeah. On the offensive front of things, I just, at this point in time, I went back just to make sure that I wasn't crazy. But I went back and watched the Clemson game versus Ohio State, where we beat them to go to the Natty, where we eventually lost to LSU. But I go back and I watch that offense, and then I look at the offense we have now. We are so boring, so one-dimensional. It is not even funny. I mean, you go back and watch that game. We're running wildcat. We have two tight ends in the back that are pulling read option plays with the quarterback that are keeping the defense guessing, kept Ohio State on their toes. I mean, just trick plays every now and then. But now, if you go and watch our offense now, I had a D-team football player sitting behind me in the stands that was like, we're about to run up the middle. And that's exactly what happened. I mean, when a D-team football player can guess what you're about to run as an offensive coordinator, you know that you have failed. You have to keep things spiced up. You have to keep the defense guessing and on their toes. And at no point in time did I ever see that. Syracuse knew exactly what we were going to do every play and had an answer for it every play. And we never once decided to change up. And then we had a 4th-and-1, and we're going to throw the ball, when just a couple drives ago you put Peter Woods in there and he gets 5 yards in a short yard situation. I mean, what are we doing? I mean, it's just so confusing of why we are doing that.
I think there are those differences, Brady. I think you're 100% right to point them out. But I also think that if you can't master the simple, then the complex becomes just completely out of reach. And I think that's where this offense sadly is. I mean, I think Cade Klubnik has just played so poorly that I think if he was completing any of these wide open throws, I don't think anyone would be talking about the offensive coordinator. And then I think you'd be doing some of these other things, but he just hasn't mastered the simple. I mean, he's got guys. I think Garrett Riley had a bad second half of the LSU game when he didn't run the ball at all. I think he's had individual plays where he should have run the ball. And there was short yardage situation in this game that you point out that he should have run the ball. But I think by and large, he has scheme guys open, and Kay just doesn't see them. He doesn't hit them. Every throw is late. I just think he has really played poorly. And I think if he had just made any of these throws, then I don't think people would be talking about Garrett Riley. I think they'd be talking about offensive success. And I think Clemson would have further weaponized the offense than they have. I think sometimes it's just that simple. The quarterback, you know, he's the guy who touches the ball on every play, and he just has to make plays, and they're there to be made. He just isn't making them. That's the bottom line. So I you're not wrong, Brady, but I can't really go beyond that. I think there's plenty of blame to go around, But again, I can't go beyond that right now because I just see guys wide open constantly, and Cade just never sees them.
No arguments here. I mean, Cade Kopelnik has a fair share of burden to share with what's going on right now. I'm agreeing with your point that if we have these stud running backs that are behind for backups, then why don't we just throw them in on a Wildcat offense? Change them up. Make them guess who we're going to hand it off to. We're going to hand it off to Randall. We're going to hand it off to EZ. I mean, what are we going to do?
Yeah.
Just anything to keep them guessing. But, I mean, that's on the offensive front of things. On the defensive front of things, I want to try to have faith in our new defensive coordinator. But when I see that we are putting in a full defensive front line that gets two plays, they might start to get comfortable. They're starting to pick up on what the offense is doing, starting to pick up on the offensive schemes. But then now we're subbing them out every two plays. And that way you're never getting a guy that's comfortable in what the offense is doing because you just took out the guy that was in for two plays and was like, oh, this guy right here is weak. I can pick on that right there. But now you just took him out and put a new guy in there that hadn't been in their entire game. Like, I know he wants to try to keep him fresh and try to do this NFL-style defensive line, transfer out, whatever he's trying to do. But I just don't think that that's working, and I am utterly disappointed in Peter Woods. He has not delivered at all what I thought he was going to do this year, and I know it's been said 100 times on this show today, but the Purdue transfer is the hardest working man on that defensive line that I saw in the game the entire time. He got tackled in the backfield as a block, still got up and made the tackle in the backfield. I mean, you just don't get much harder playing than that.
That's exactly right. He went to the ground and got back up and got back in the play. Yeah, I think he's the I think he's the bright star in this defense this year with his effort. And yeah, Peter Woods has been disappointing. He's faced a lot of double teams. I acknowledge that. But I think he's been disappointing. I think Parker's been hugely disappointing. And I think with Parker, you can really question the level of effort that you've gotten. Anybody who's receiving money who is not giving great effort at this point just needs to be set down. That's just the reality. They need to be set down and let them watch some, and then if they want to play, great, and if they don't, great. Then you move on to Held and Lawson at defensive end, which I would start Held and Lawson this week. I'd start McLeod. I would start Tristan Smith, because every time you give him a chance, he gives you great effort. I mean, he broke like five tackles on that catch, and I'm puzzled by the whole thing. I'm puzzled by that whole situation. If you missed it earlier, not only does the man break like five tackles, but after he does, there's no other player that comes over to, you know, to dap,
100%. And that's the last point that I wanted to make, just about the culture in general on the team, and then I'll take it off the air. But just, it was so depressing to be sitting there. I've never sat inside a Clemson stadium and heard the half-butt chants that I heard. I mean, the CLEMSON chants were just so deathly, deathly quiet. And then the arena started clearing out after the first quarter. I've never been a part of a Clemson game like that. And it was sad to see. We have no accountability. Cade's comments after the game. I understand that they shouldn't have done what they did.
Yeah.
But I cannot count a collegiate team right now that doesn't tell their players to fake an injury so they can get a free timeout. I mean, every team does it, but that doesn't excuse you overthrowing your receivers.
Right. That's it. He's not technically he's not wrong, but no one wants to hear that. What you need to be talking about are all the things you personally did wrong. That you did wrong. That's why you lost. That, you know, and defensively the same thing. But yeah, you're all over Brady. It's a good job. Thank you for the call. Call more often. Well done.
Thank you, bud.
All right, quick break. When we get back, lines are still jammed. I'm coming to you. Don't move anywhere. Don't lose your spot. I will get to you. Bengal John, Travis, Jan, and Chris, you guys will wrap up the show when we return.
It's here. The brand new 2025 Tigers for Tata shirt is now available for pre-sale. Every purchase helps support the All In Foundation in the fight against cancer. But we need your help. To make this year's auction our biggest ever, we're asking for high-end item donations. Do you have a vacation rental, a unique experience, or valuable merchandise you'd like to donate? Your contribution is 100% tax deductible. Get your new gear and learn more at theroarfm.com. Tigers for Tatas, the All In Foundation, and you. Together, we can make a difference.
Attention listeners, are you ready to drop up to 20 pounds or more by the new year? Well, at PhD Weight Loss, they've cracked the code with the Metabolic Reset System. Their science-backed method that gets your body to burn fat first, not sugar. Plus, they're the only programmer that guarantee your success and your results. I can attest, I lost 24 pounds in 5 weeks. I've kept it off for years. No starving, no workouts, no risky drugs. Just a smarter system that resets your metabolism, shrinks dangerous belly fat, and keeps it off permanently. For radio listeners only, they are sweetening the pot for you by waiving your consultation fee, getting you 2 extra weeks of the program free, covering the cost of food during the program, and just for booking, you'll receive their 5 steps to reset the scale book for free. But don't wait. The guarantee and bonus package is only for the next 25 callers. Call 864-644-1900 now and mention code New Year. That's 864-644-1900. PhD Weight Loss. Reset your metabolism, lose the weight, and keep it off. Sending your student to Clemson? Why rent when you can invest? At Sunrise by Empire Homes in Pendleton, just 8 miles from campus, you can own a brand new home starting in the mid-300s. Perfect for game day weekends, visits, or future rental income. Build from the ground up and personalize it, or move in now and lock in a low 3.99% year one rate on a quick move-in home. Visit EmpireHomesUpstate.com. Smart living, smarter investment.
Looking for the ultimate ride? At Boneyard Cycles, they've got everything you need to hit the road in style. Whether you're after a new bike, pre-owned, parts, or top-tier service and repairs, Boneyard Cycles has you covered. From Harleys to cruisers to sport bikes and everything in between, Paul and his crew are here to get you on the road in style with no dealer or dock fees ever. So what are you waiting for? Visit Boneyard Cycles at 507 Pierman Dairy Road in Anderson or at BoneyardCyclesOnline.net today.
Harrison's is the home of work, Western, and wow! For nearly 30 years, our family has been boots on the ground when it comes to work. The key to our success is great partners like Ariat. We have the largest selection of Ariat in the Carolinas. Need comfortable work boots? Can't go wrong with Ariat. Want to show out at the rodeo? Can't go wrong with Ariat. Looking to wow on date night? Yep, Ariat. Work staples, Western favorites, and casual style to wow any crowd. Shop Ariat at Harrison's in Malden and Spartanburg or online at harrisonsusa.com.
Book your next party at Carson Steakhouse in Anderson with a large private dining room to suit all of life's celebrations, corporate and social group events. Host a family or school reunion to remember. Book your reservation and they handle the rest. Double fried chicken wings, fresh baked yeast rolls, hand-cut steaks, grilled teriyaki salmon, and fresh strawberry shortcake, just to name a few delicious menu items. Make your reservation today. Call 226-9400. Again, that's 226-9400. Carson Steakhouse, Anderson.
Greenville has a long mattress manufacturing history going back to 1931 when Orders Mattress Company was born. Today, the fourth generation of the Orders family is still making some of the best mattresses in the U.S. Visit Engineered Sleep's one-of-a-kind mattress showroom on Pleasantburg Drive, across from Krispy Kreme, and find your next mattress. Enjoy free in-home delivery, a 100-night sleep trial, and of course, a great night of sleep. Visit EngineersSleep.com.
Have you been dreaming about that new deck or dock? Well, what are you waiting for? At Yoder's Building Services, we're in the business for making new deck and dock dreams come true. From Yellowwood brand pressure treated pine to TimberTech composite and PVC decking, we've got the best materials for any outdoor living project. Whether you're a contractor or doing it yourself, at Yoder's Building Services, we'll help you every step of the way. Yoder's Building Services, where quality is a way of life. Visit us at goyoders.com.
It's time to give your lawn the attention it deserves with Carolina Top Dressing. Is your fescue looking thin? Our expert fescue overseeding service paired with aeration is just what you need. But here's the secret. Without top dressing, much of that precious seed goes to waste. Why? Because seed needs soil contact to grow. At Carolina Top Dressing, we make sure every seed finds its place, whether it's in the aeration holes or covered by our premium top dressing mix. Don't let your investment go to waste. Visit CarolinaTopDressing.com to book your service today.
Get fired up with Walt Deptula on Road Rage, weekdays 3 to 7, for all things sports. Exclusively on 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Where it began, I can't begin to know it, but then I know it's growing strong. Hand, touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you.
Good times never seem so good. Off-Dip Tula Road Rage. We will talk more about this tomorrow, but again, I'm involved in the most accurate poll, the map poll, the top 25 map poll, the most accurate poll. And again, it's 15 people have been invited from around the world of college football to partake in this poll and try and present the most accurate poll in the nation. And I think the results are interesting. I think Penn State is too low. They have Penn State. We have Penn State at 6. We have Georgia at 3. I think that's still too high. We have Oregon at 4, which I don't really understand. I don't see how Oregon can be above Penn State. We'll discuss it with some of my other friends from the pipeline poll. Indiana went to 9. I put them 11. We have Texas at 15. I don't have Texas particularly high, but I'm sort of surprised we have them at 15. Now, I don't think they've done much to showcase thus far, but they did lose by 7 on the road at Ohio State. I think one mistake we've made is we've put Auburn 24. I think it's way too low. Look, Auburn got hosed, all right? They didn't play great. I mean, they gave up too many sacks and tackles were lost, but they got hosed. They factually got hosed. Oklahoma had a touchdown they shouldn't have had, and Auburn probably should have won the game 7 different ways. They did not – that game was not well officiated, and Auburn really got screwed. Even the league acknowledges that. So they lost to another team that we have at 7 in a close game in which they got screwed. So I don't see how we have them at 24. I think I have them at like 14, and I'm pretty comfortable they'd beat a lot of these teams that we have them behind. So I don't like that positioning. We'll talk more about this tomorrow, but it's pretty interesting, and obviously we picked up with this for the first time this week, and it will be talking about it moving forward. And I think this is going to flip because Penn State's going to beat Oregon. So even if we have that like that now, we won't have it like that for long. I acknowledge Penn State's played nobody this far, but neither has Oregon. And so I think those two teams are certainly out of position. I think Oregon's too high. I think you have to look at we'll get into the details of this later. Let me get to these people who have been waiting. It is Bengal John. John, how are you, John? Good to have you.
I'm good, Walt. Thanks for taking my call. Absolutely. I'll try to make it as quick as I possibly can.
Yeah, you're good.
Walt, I want to say something, and it's kind of been bothering me. I started listening to the show at 6 o'clock this morning, and everybody's saying the same thing, and I get that. I understand that. I surely don't have the football acumen to sit here and be a coach, but from an outsider looking in, has anybody ever talked about the psyche of these players? I mean, coaches can only do so much. Here's my point of this. Preseason, when you guys did your preseason show, it was all about returning starters, maintaining continuity, graduating 98% of the class and all this other stuff that Dabo Swinney talked about. Those players didn't go from 4- and 5-star players to zeros overnight. My point of this is there's a psychological point of these players. It's not all on the coaches. You can't make a man or a young man perform to expectations just because the expectations have been laid on that player. So, again, let's go back to the best illustration I can give you is in high school. You may not have been great at algebra. You may have had all the tutoring in the world, but you still made a D, okay? This truly comes down to me as I see it. I'm not picking on Clemson. I surely am not, but this comes down to me about effort. You know, believing in yourself, performing with the effort that you believe that you can give. Okay, not relating to expectations, and unfortunately, I truly believe that Clemson relates to the expectations because it has been brought upon them based on the past. There's a lot of people that in this community that truly believe that because of two national championships, eight ACC championships, that is the expectation. But just because you retain players and just because you have the same amount of talent as you had the prior year doesn't necessarily produce the result at the end of the day. And unfortunately, that's the truth of it. I mean, you can only get so much out of a grapefruit. You can squeeze it till it's done. And then once it's done, it's done. I don't think this is a situation that all of the players on Clemson are not producing an effort. Y'all talked about Will Helt and the other transfer, how good they're doing, and they're not being paid or whatever.
Well, you know, but John, let me just say this. Okay, I haven't heard everything all day, but I think there's been a lot of diversity of opinion about the issues at hand. So I think there's that. I'm not quite sure what you're trying to get at with the psyche thing. I mean, I think that there have been some players who have not given.
I think they're mentally defeated, Walt.
Well, I think there have been some players who have.
I think they came out thinking that they were going to kick LSU's butt. Then they go into the Troy game. They're down again. Yeah. And
well, okay, that's on them. I mean, that's on them. I mean, that's their fault. I mean, I can't, you know, you have a senior quarterback who shouldn't be mentally defeated. Shouldn't be. Honestly, he should have carved up LSU with all the blitzing they did. And so I think that we're always looking for reasons, and I think the reality is that you've had some players who have not played up to their billing. In fact, none of the star players on this team have played up to their billing, and I think they should all sit. I think they should all
but
sit.
Why?
And
it's,
I'm sorry?
It's the psychological and effort thing.
Well, the whole world's about self-motivation. I mean, Vince Lombardi talked about this a million years ago. I do not think the players on this team have been self-motivated enough, the stars. I think there are some other guys who have been and who want to play, and I think it's way past time that they played. I think it's just that simple, and I would expect changes to be made next game and other guys to play, and I'd be disappointed if that doesn't happen.
But I don't think, and this is what I'm going to say, and I'll close, I don't think there's going to be wholesale changes because Dabo Swinney truly believes in retaining players and graduating players and making them great young men after football is his mentality, and that's not what wins games anymore. We're not going to church here, Walt.
Yeah.
We're playing football.
Yeah. Well, I think change is in the offing, and change needs to be made. Thank you, John. Good talking to you. Look, I apologize. We're running out of time. Let me get Travis in here for a word. Travis, I appreciate Travis, and I'll give you more time.
Walt.
Travis, Chris, Jan, you guys call me back tomorrow, and I'll give you a lot more time. I apologize. But go ahead, Travis.
Walt, hey, man. Hey, and talk to you. Georgia Tech went to the NCAA basketball championship when the red hair fella played.
Wow.
Hey, Walt, look here, man. Hey, Walt, love listening to you, man, but I'm a Gamecock fan. Love the Gamecock. Lenore Sellers and them are struggling down there because of Shula. He's the same coach as Mike Bobo. You got to cut him loose.
Yeah, I don't like Shula either, but at the very least, you finally threw the ball this week. I mean, you know, people are talking about, well, the receivers aren't doing this and Lenore isn't doing that. You only let him throw 18 times a game. What do you expect he's going to do?
Throw it.
Right.
Throw it to run. Don't try to run it.
Right. Exactly right.
Because you're better outside than you are running it.
Yeah.
Throw that foot. You can't block anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, look, here's the bottom line, Travis. When you're like late in the third quarter and the rushing yards are Missouri 276 and South Carolina -9, Houston, you got a problem. You know what I'm saying? You got a problem. Hey, Travis, call me back tomorrow because I'm out of time. Call me back tomorrow. I apologize. Chris, Jan, you guys call me back. Lakeside Lodge, Clemson's a condo hotel in Lake Hartwell, Highway 123, right across the lake from Clemson University. It is paradise on earth. Trust me, it's unbelievable. You need to see it to fully understand it. Pricing starts in the high 200s. Great as a vacation condo, investment property, or both. Save $40,000 with our condo sale. Act now to enjoy 20%. $20,000 off the price, another $20,000 in buyer incentives like a rental subsidy or interest rate buy-down. We have studios available from $280,000, two bedrooms from $499,000, and three bedrooms from $690,000. Lakeside Lodge Clemson's a unique concept that blends the ownership of a vacation condominium, the amenities of a resort. The resort includes an in-house bar and restaurant, traditions on the lake, which is amazing, a pool and hot tub, fire pit, meeting space, fitness facilities. There's also a small-scale football field, the Tua Field, for families to enjoy, and an expansive outdoor area for tailgating on game days. Lakeside Lodge is a place where people who love Clemson can gather for game weekends, lazy days at the pool by the lake, a week-long vacation, or a friend's wedding celebration. Condo owners have the option of renting out their unit when they aren't using it, or with case of most of the 2- and 3-bedroom units, you can lock off portions of your condo so you can use part and still rent 1 or 2 of the bedrooms depending on the unit. Great for Clemson parents who just want a place to visit their nearby college student. 888-786-3648. Stay tuned.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Embrace the horizon at Longview, Carolina, your private agri-hood in the foothills of the Blue Ridge Mountains. Home sites average over an acre, giving you the opportunity to own a piece of your very own mountain. With 50-mile panoramic views, a stone's throw from Easley, and a short drive from Clemson and Greenville, Longview, Carolina is your gateway to resilient living. Explore a life unbound. Visit longviewcarolina.com for your personal tour. Longview, Carolina, worlds apart, minutes away.
Everyone knows that Low Country Male is the best place to go for low testosterone and ED treatments. Did you know they also offer NAD, BPC, peptides, and GLP-1 programs? The best thing about Low Country Male is it's a one-stop shop to get your testosterone up. Our concierge plans start at just $220 a month and include testosterone, lab work, physicals, unlimited doctor visits, and much, much more. We've been making men men again since 2016. 8 locations in South Carolina and Savannah. LowCountryMale.com.
Don't miss out on the action. Arthrex is hiring. They develop innovative technologies to treat orthopedic sports injuries around the world and right here in your community. Learn new skills in a clean, high-tech manufacturing environment with many exciting benefits and campus amenities, including free lunch, free medical care, a new child care center, sports fields and wellness programs, paid parental leave, a transportation stipend, and much more. Check out careers.arthrex.com. That's careers.arthrex.com.
I'm Quawk from 105.5 The Roar, and I trust Grass Nerds for all my lawn care needs.
Don't let your lawn go bare this fall. Contact Grass Nerds today to schedule your fescue overseeding before spots fill up. And get ready to enjoy a stunning lawn that's the envy of the neighborhood. Call us now or visit our website at grassnerds.com.
When it comes to taking the guesswork out of grass work, I trust the Grass Nerds.
Parenting is hard. It's even harder if your child tells you they're in trouble with the law. What should you do next? Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, is here to help. Nick and his legal team know the best options to help defend and protect your child and their future. Whether it's a DUI, minor in possession, public disorderly conduct, or a fake ID, Nick Lavery is here to help you and your child. For your free consultation, call 864-654-3680.
When you're out on the water, peace of mind is priceless. That's where Towboat US comes in. With membership starting at just $109 a year, you get on-water towing, jump starts, fuel delivery, and soft ungrounding for any freshwater adventure. Plus, we also offer boat salvage and boat recovery, boat transportation, and on-water training. Remember, we're here for you when you need us. Trust Towboat US to keep your boating experiences smooth and worry-free. Check HartwellLakeServices.com now.
East Main Furniture in Easley, where every day is a sale day. Come find deals on living room, bedroom, dining room, lamps, rugs, mattresses, and occasional furniture. Brand names like Lazy Boy, England, Best, Ashley, Catnapper, Liberty Furniture, and Vaughn Bassett, all at discounted prices. If we don't stock it, we can special order it for you. With 90 days same as cash on purchases over $300, we make it easy. East Main Furniture, located at 829 East Main Street, Easley, or call 864-4426-054 today.
Jimmy John's just changed the game. Introducing the Chicken Bacon Ranch, now toasted. Picture this. juicy chicken, crispy bacon, and melty cheese, all drizzled in our rich homestyle ranch, sandwiched between perfectly toasted fresh baked bread. Crunchy, creamy, absolutely irresistible. One bite and you'll taste the difference. Warm, melty perfection that takes flavor to the next level. The Chicken Bacon Ranch, now hot, toasty, and calling your name. Get yours today, only at Jimmy John's.
It's here. The brand new 2025 Tigers for Tatas shirt is now available for pre-sale. Every purchase helps support the All In Foundation in the fight against cancer. But we need your help. To make this year's auction our biggest ever, we're asking for high-end item donations. Do you have a vacation rental, a unique experience, or valuable merchandise you'd like to donate? Your contribution is 100% tax deductible. Get your new gear and learn more at theroarfm.com. Tigers for Tatas, the All-In Foundation, and you. Together, we can make a difference.
You're just in time. It's the Hitch and Pitch.